Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Rick Platt, President, CEO, Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority, 903 on your Monday morning. Partly cloudy skies throughout the day, high near 43. Cloudy tonight with some rain. And then for your Christmas Eve day, cloudy skies and a high near 44. A lot going on at the Port Authority. But, Rick, I'll hit you with this first, and it's our cool question of the day. I'm easily, no problem admitting it. I got a Christmas gift yesterday. The family bought me tickets to go up to Toronto to see a Maple Leafs game. I've never been up there. It's always been a dream of mine to go. And they gave it to me, and I put it on a piece of paper, and it read what it had on there. And I had to read it like three times going, are they taking me to Toronto to go watch the Maple Leafs? And at about the second time that I read it, started to well up a little bit. And then it was full-on waterworks. The entire family were all sitting there just crying. And I know my new granddaughter is like, what is happening here? Have you ever gotten a gift that made you so emotional that you started to cry?
Not yet, but there's still some days till Christmas, so I challenge my kids. I don't know.
The gauntlet has been thrown down. Make me cry this Christmas.
That's right.
That's hilarious.
You better hope Natasha don't hear this, because I know her. She'll go out and find something for you. That's for sure.
I don't know. She knows it involved my granddaughter some way or another. So.
And you know what? Somebody came in today and they said, you're just more emotional because your granddaughter was there. And I thought, okay. You know, you start to think about your mortality and all these different things. But I just was so blown away. You could have... 1,000 things you could have said they were getting me for Christmas, and to tell me they were doing all that, I just never, and it just caught me off guard. Said you don't remember.
No, I don't. I don't remember ever, right. But I'm not throwing down any gauntlet either.
You're not going to put him out there?
Nope.
And then I got to take a shot at him, too. He's got his Miami jacket on. You know.
What are you taking a shot for?
Well, they lost in the MAC championship.
It's a good-looking pullover, though.
I'm not saying it's not a good-looking polo, but... they can finish the job, win the MAC championship. That's all I must say.
It's always next year.
Yeah,
because there we go.
One at Miami. You got one at Denison. So I mean,
brilliant.
Yeah. Again, well, apple don't fall too far from the tree, I guess. I don't know, Rick. A lot going on. End of the year at the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority. What, as you look back on 2024, how successful?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be the truth if I didn't acknowledge it. It was a tough economic year. We're in the industrial development business, and our customers weren't doing what they were for 3, 4, 5 years before, which is complaining about finding workers. They just weren't adding people, and in one case, they did have some layoffs. So there were some challenges to the year. I mean, think about it. The Fed raises interest rates. I hate to be a downer this time of year, but the Fed raises interest rates, and that is what hits hardest are those that are buyers of equipment and building buildings. So we saw less of both of those things. Mm-hmm. But still, I think in the end, you know, the net's out to be a pretty good year. We saw Behr Paint open up in April. That's the BEHR that you see at Home Depot, but they also make other products, and they'll be making 7 million gallons of latex paint a year out of a building that opened in April. Yeah, it is kind of blows your mind. Using the rail, that's what attracted them to Heath, Ohio, and the Licking County. And then we also just here a few days ago saw the announcement that Galen Windows, a German company, is going to make their headquarters on our campus in a building Southgate Corporation built as their first spec building on our campus back in 2013. So those two stand out. And then also we've been home to the plant-based food industry. It's also had a tough time, maybe not for economic reasons, but more just because people's tastes have changed again. But we've seen a consolidation of that industry, but we've been a net receiver of consolidation on our campus.
Mm-hmm. I mean, boy, you talk about a lot going on, and I did not know that building where Galen was coming in was 2013, and, you know, that's awful hard. I mean, you think about that, 11 years that building has been sitting there. You know, when you talk about speculative buildings in this, and people are like, well, you know, you got to play that long end game to get to where you are. It's not an easy fix right away.
Well, and in that building, it's always looked empty when you drive by it, but it actually had companies in it. It first came a German company, and they got bought by their competitor, Hexagon. Hexagon then got bought by their competitor, and that's what resulted in the company that was in there leaving just a few months ago. So, but they had not realized the full benefits of that building, and I think Galen will do that.
How did that work? Was that, you know, take us through that process. I mean, it's you hear about a company saying, oh, we're going to look towards, you know, central Ohio, or we're going to look towards the east. I mean, what's the role for the port in that? Do they reach out to you and you start putting things together and working that closely with them?
In that particular case, it's a totally private deal. Southgate Corporation owns the building. They're leasing it to Galen. There was involvement from One Columbus and Jobs Ohio in offering incentives that helped the company choose Ohio versus the other places they were looking. But typically, that is actually one of 14 spec buildings that we've been part of, six by Southgate, the rest by the Port Authority. And there's really no two ways the same. We've got to have leads coming in from all different sources. And the company says, hey, we want to make this work. But usually building is the toughest thing they've got to figure out. Particularly, we've seen a lot of overseas foreign companies making investments, and they don't want to be figuring out their business and how to sell in the U.S. while they're also figuring out how to build a building. So, mm-hmm. You know, having an existing building is kind of the secret sauce.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny when you hear different companies, and you mentioned rail, and I bet you, Rick, you could ask 95% of the population, and he'd be like, what, rail? How's that play a role? But it is huge, especially here in central Ohio, especially in this community.
It is. And it really, historically, it has been. I mean, when we look at the photos when the Newark Air Force Base was first built in 1952, the building was built with rail being the way that the materials came in to build the building. Kaiser Aluminum still operating. People drive by, they don't realize. I mean, that's a company that's been in operation for more than 80 years in Heath, and they rely still to this day on the rail service that comes in. Samuel Packaging, mm-hmm. Canadian company that located and opened up in 2007, they came for the rail, and they're a huge user of the rail.
Mm. I mean, Joel and I have talked about this. I mean, you got to be able to, every asset you have in the community, you better be able to say, here's how it's going to benefit you, because they're going to want to know about it.
Well, and again, there's certain things that are magnets. I mean, rail in some companies' cases, you know, I think in my forecast for 2025 is energy is going to be our issue. You know, do we have the ability to answer companies' concerns about the power supply and electric supply, particularly in Ohio, but particularly in central Ohio? We've got to have those answers ready for companies that are looking. Small users, I don't think, have anything to worry about, but the bigger ones, they have to be concerned as to, you know, is there going to be availability? And so we're making sure that we're doing our part to get behind answering our energy questions that are undoubtedly coming our way in 2025.
It's fascinating because, like you said, you got a couple of kids in college. The way the college process works is you kind of look at the brochures and then you narrow it down and then you go on campus visits, right? So is that kind of how it works for you? I mean, you've got these international companies. How in the world do they pick Licking County, Ohio, from all the different places they could build?
Yeah, that's a great analogy, great question. I mean, I think the best example are one of our smaller spec buildings that Port Authority built and opened in 2015. In 2016, we saw a company, a principal from Great Britain, came in. He was looking for a clean building for food processing, clean building for only one he found between here and Chicago of the size that he was looking at. Mm. So it was having that right mix of the building. The logistics matter. He felt like he could find the workforce, but most of all, he had a visit at our building and said, I can make this work. Ironically, then he graduated when his building, before he even started production, he realized he needed more space, and we went and bought another building that was available that hadn't been occupied yet that was built on spec. So they ended up consuming two spec buildings, and then another sister company came in that ended up taking a third spec building.
Hmm.
So it was that spark. So unlike college, I mean, at least hopefully it doesn't produce three options. In my kid's case, you know, you're going to pay for your own master's degrees and anything else, but at any rate, that's where the analogy leaves us. But it is. It's making a choice. Yeah. You know, you narrow down as the company's making that narrowing down, and then us making sure we have the answers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are you going to build more buildings on spec then? Is there room for that?
Great question. We just finished our 13th and 14th spec buildings on the north side of Newark. Everybody in Newark always talks about what things were before. So they were the Chesron dealership on the north side of Newark. And we bought those buildings. They had sat empty for a long time. They were in worse shape than appeared from the outside. We just recently finished the road that serves those buildings. So we have two buildings One at 15, a little over 15,000 square feet, one at about 8,500 square feet, and we're calling it StemFlex. It's a trademark name. The STEM part is we're focused totally on companies that need those STEM industry skills. So it could be manufacturing, but it could be the service sector, servicing manufacturing, and then Flex. The Flex part of that name is we can move the inside walls depending on what a company needs in terms of office space versus lab space or some other type of inside production use of the space. So that'll be in 2025. That'll be our focus is narrowly looking for while also hoping to attract interest from companies that want to fill that type of space.
Well, I drive by there. I've seen that work. It looks like you're doing yeoman's work there.
Well, we hope it's contagious. You know, the north side has started to see some investment. I don't know that we can take credit for it, but certainly, you know, investment begets more investment, we think.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Yeah, well, I remember when all that came down and you were in and we were talking about, because that's funny, I was going to ask you what that process is and how things are going out there. So that's wonderful. Before we take a break, just to go back to that energy aspect, you know, I know you were part of Framework. Everybody talks about Framework and, you know, everybody's talking about infrastructure, water lines, utilities and all that. But I don't think, Rick, a lot of folks understand just how big that is and how that can be such a big issue. I mean, I know we saw with water lines what happened with the commissioners, and a lot of folks got their dander up on that. But, I mean, that's how important this is. You can't be bringing these folks in and then tax the services that are already here.
That is the balancing act, I guess, partly, and this is, I guess, selfish or personal on my behalf, but I grew up in a steel town that doesn't make steel anymore. And I, you know, I actually watched in the early 80s, they turned away a steel mill. I mean, it sounds so foreign to me to even think about doing that. And then less than 2 years later, we're marching to try to save the jobs of the steel mill that was left there. So, it, you know, to me, growth is a good thing. It's a blessing. It's a, you know, let's keep, unless we can be sure that companies are never going to ever lay off anybody, we've got to keep working on making sure that there's another company coming in behind the one that is perhaps laying off.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Rick Platt. Talk about what's going on for 2025 at the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Rick Platt, President and CEO of the Heath, Newark, Licking County Port Authority, 918 on your Monday morning. Partly cloudy today, high near 43. Clouds tonight with some showers, a low near 35, and then for your Christmas Eve day, cloudy skies and a high near 44. Now, Rick, you and I are from the Northeast Ohio area. We know what it's like on Christmas. Usually we always had some snow. Do you get bummed out a little bit if there's no snow on Christmas morning, especially with a granddaughter? I mean, do you get a little bummed out that there's no snow to go out and have some fun?
For 20-plus years now, I've been with the Port Authority where we have to remove the snow on a million square feet of paved space. So I can live without it.
No.
I can live without it.
Different perspective alert.
Honey, I love you as your grandpa, but we're not messing with any of this snow stuff. See, that's a good way to put it right there.
I'm looking for the autonomous snow mower or snow blower thing if we do get some more snow.
I saw a thing online, like a little, like a late 70s GMC pickup truck, like a remote control with a tiny snow blower on the front, and it was working this guy's driveway, and I'm like, every man on the planet would love to have that thing.
I want that.
Absolutely. Want that. Remote control, do it from inside. Brilliant.
I don't even have to go out and mess with that stuff.
On.
I'll give you that. Before we look to 2025, and it's, you know, a big part of 2025, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you. We're hearing all this intel, and I know how you've been involved in that, and like I said, Framework. But, Rick, are you nervous? The things, you know, when you're hearing these things that are people are saying, oh, we're pushing it back, this, that, and the other. What's Rick Platt think when he's seeing all this?
I can't take credit for this thinking, but I mean, a smart person said, Rick, do you know of an empty semiconductor factory in the United States? And the answer, of course, is no. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, whatever happens, that's going to be churning out. It may be sometime in the future, but it's going to be churning out chips. Absolutely essential for our national security. I just finished reading the book, Chip Wars. I recommend it. And it looked at the history of semiconductor industry, and there's a Licking County tie. You know, we can't talk about some of this stuff in the wrong circles, but the Minuteman II missile had a guidance system computer that was lighter weight than the Minuteman I, and that was because of semiconductors. The biggest buyer was the Defense Department in the 1960s. And guess where those computers, those guidance system computers were worked on and still are today? That's in Heath, Ohio.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Licking County has had a role since 1962. We just marked 62 years of the guidance system work and the ICBM missiles that being, among other work, being done in Heath, Ohio at the former Air Force base that the Port Authority now owns and leases to Boeing and has Air Force presence still. But that semiconductor industry was owed to that. And now we have them in our phones. We have them in our cars. We have them in everything. We don't even realize birthday cards even have semiconductors, I think. So at any rate, Licking County's always had a tie into it. I guess the biggest thing, it's a roller coaster industry. If you look at the history of semiconductor industry, we just didn't have a reason to pay attention to it. Our whole populace, like we have with the 28 billion reasons that Intel gave us mm-hmm. to pay attention.
Yeah. I mean, are you hearing it? I'm assuming you're hearing the same things everybody else is hearing. A couple of years down the road, we'll get them up. We'll get them moving. But I understand people's, you know, being a little bit nervous. I mean, it's just a huge thing that they're doing, especially for the folks that live out there.
It's a big change, but I mean, we've got to think of our next generation and job opportunities, and some of the best jobs may not be at Intel, but might be suppliers to Intel. But they're jobs. I mean, we've got to continue to have an economic base that's built by bringing in manufacturing, bringing in things that are made in our country for national security reasons, but also for economic reasons. And I'm just proud that Licking County is kind of a microcosm of that reshoring movement. Mm-hmm. And Intel's just the biggest shining example of that right here.
Yep. All right. 2025 for the Port Authority. What are we looking at? What is going to be on Rick Platt's to-do list?
We continue to invest in STEM learning. I mean, that's something that plays on beyond 2025, but we've been partnered with the works. We did YMCA summer camps. We've Par Excellence STEM Academy rebranded in STEM, and we've seen industry come in and talk to them. So I think it's going to be continued our investment, maybe doubling down on our investment in STEM learning. It's so vital. We have a scholarship that our board agreed to invest $1 million into with the Ohio State Newark and Central Ohio Technical College. And we've seen some great examples. I'll give one. Eva Vega, I guess I'm calling her out. She and her husband and their two kids relocated from Southern California. She was renting in Southern California. She owns a home in Newark and works at Behr Paint. And her son took advantage of the scholarship at Central Ohio Technical College and is going to school there. And they're involved in our community. So I think that's an example of people that are welcome to come become first-time Ohioans. And it's a marriage of the STEM learning and the reshoring of manufacturing all in one.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that if we can keep repeating stories like Eva's into 2025, then we will have been a success.
You know, Rick, those relationships, and again, I remember when all the, you know, when Marsha Downs was at the works and talking about, hey, we're going to do this thing with the Port Authority, it's STEM. You know, you had to explain it. People had no idea what it was. But those relationships that were built, and now specifically with OSU Newark, COTC, and CTEC, I mean, invaluable. Really, I mean, it really is. And you talk to the folks that are over there, Dr. Barry, the new Dr. Smith over at Ohio State, and, of course, Dr. Joyce Mullaney with CTEC. They know, and they're going to do everything they can to get folks to get into these programs.
It's pursuing what an individual's God-given talents are, what size they can pursue. And in our country, we need more interested in STEM. I think it's also part of the mix in Licking County that we never gave up on manufacturing, and STEM is such an important part of that. And I think we also particularly have to work on women in STEM. You know, girls in the fifth grade are talking about STEM careers, but some reason by the time they get to high school, they stop talking about it. We have only 25% of the workforce is female in the STEM industry. If we can be better in Licking County and lead the way, then we're gonna be a leader for industry that needs STEM.
How do you do it then? How do you get those, not only just young kids, but as you said, get those young ladies to think about this, because it is hard. I mean, it was for years and years and years, it was never thought, you know, oh, I can do this as a woman. How do you get it out there?
I mean, we can't just say, oh, hey, it's the school's job and leave it. Right. You know, when Nobel Prize winners say that only one out of four actually were inspired at the school. So three out of four inspired by a parent or a neighbor or someone in their community who inspired them to that STEM career. I think that's the message, is that we all have a role in making sure that we're helping our youth pursue the best of their ability. Mm-hmm. And that really does have to include STEM for our community to continue to thrive.
Well, hearing the stories like you just shared, I mean, that's inspiring too. I mean, people think that grow up in Licking County know it's a great community, but then to have the national spotlight and be so good that people are moving from California and other places to live and thrive here, that story should be inspirational in of itself.
And I think that's why we got to keep telling those stories. It's all about motivation and inspiration, and you just don't know where that's coming from. My generation watched. I actually watched a landing on the moon when I was in kindergarten, and remember it. We went a couple generations there that just didn't see that. Mm-hmm. Now you watch SpaceX, and you think, wow, you know, it's inspiring kids in another generation. And we have a SpaceX tie in Licking County. Mistras is on the Port Authority campus in a building on James Parkway. 100% of the metals that end up in a SpaceX rocket go through that building in Heath, Ohio, to make sure they don't have a hidden imperfection. They do non-destructive testing and different ways of making sure that there's no hidden imperfection in a metal or some other material, and all the SpaceX metal coming right through there.
See, now that's a story that needs to be told, because I did not know that. Yeah. I mean, I really, and I'm telling you, I love Elon Musk, hate Elon Musk, it doesn't matter. What he has done for that particular industry, taking over when NASA said, okay, the guy down the hall, did you see this rocket landed back on the platform? That's a story that needs to be told. I mean, this is being done right here.
It's inspiring, and I know I'm probably outing Mistras on that, but they've talked to kids at Par Excellence STEM Academy. So the third and fourth graders at Par know more about SpaceX role in Licking County than most of us do. It's just a job of all of us to get that story out there. And I'm going to keep telling my granddaughter, because I want her to stay in Licking County, and I know there'll be a career for her in what she chooses to go into if she gets those STEM skills.
And those right there, those are powerful words. I mean, those are powerful words. You live here, you want your grandkids to stay here, and you know that their future is bright. Brilliant.
I mean, what more could you want?
Brilliant.
And I mean, it's amazing. That to me is, I got to get the guy in from, woman in from Mistress, who, or Mistress, whoever's involved in that. Because I know a lot of these companies don't want to be talking about, but that to me is, to think about that is just unbelievable. I mean, it just shows you the different things being done. You're talking about plant-based foods to building and, you know, and, you know, testing the steel that's going up to your job. I'm sometimes you just sit back and go, this is as good as it gets.
Well, I mean, no 2 days the same. That's what keeps me in my job, and I enjoy the heck out of that. But yeah, I mean, there are other inspiring stories. I mean, since we're on that track, Bobby is a baby formula company. They bought Nature's One. Mm-hmm. Both of those brands are made here in Licking County, right there in Heath, in a building they built in 2020. And the plant-based food, that British principal started a company called GB Food. They make protein crisps. It's the crunch and the protein and Clif bars and Kellogg bars, things like that. So chances are, if you've eaten one of those, that you've had their product and you didn't even realize it, just made here in Heath, Ohio.
How hard is it for you to sit on stuff when you know things are coming and you're like, man, I got to get them. No, I can't do this. I can't do this. Because obviously, I mean, you got to take that process. I mean, that's got to be hard though, Rick. I mean, you got to go home sometimes and be smiling, thinking, hey, more good things are coming.
Well, with gray hair comes a certain jadedness. I've had projects that looked like they were going to happen that didn't. So that causes me to not talk about something until it's actually a done deal.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you are that type. Don't talk to me until I see you going into that building. No doubt about it. Well, Rick, as always, appreciate you coming in. So many things happening at the Port Authority, and I'm sure we'll hook up in the new year. But great 2024. Tough one, as you said, but you know, you got to always look forward. You're never going to have the best days every day, so you just got to put your head down and keep going. I mean, that's all you can do. I tell him that every morning. I know. If he walks in every morning, he sees me. I'm like, hey, just keep putting your head down, do what you do.
I've been doing it for 2.5 years.
You got any openings for him?
No, I like your guys' dialogue in the morning. It's my wake-up call when I'm walking or driving into work. I just don't have that long a drive either, though.
It's probably too long at some times. Don't worry about it. Well, Rick, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New, safe and new year to you and your family. Enjoy it however you're going to do it. Quiet or however you guys have it. Have a Merry Christmas.